Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled Rejoicing in Heaven and is based on Revelation chapter 19, verses 1 through 9. Today's study lesson makes reference to the great harlot, also known as Babylon. The previous two chapters describe Babylon in some detail. Babylon is described in these two chapters as the personification of a combination of religious and political and economic practices that are opposed to and in opposition to God. Babylon is particularly at odds against the true people of God and is directly responsible for the death and suffering encountered by many of them. Babylon embodies all things that are enlisted to entice people away from God, amplify unbelief, and is at the center of idolatrous devotion. So, when she is revealed for who she is and is judged by God and brought down to nothing, most of humanity lamented and looked on with shock and horror, while the people of God rejoiced that her day of judgment had finally come. The first few verses of chapter 19 focus on the commentary of the aftermath of what is described as the great whore or harlot. Again, we hear the voices in heaven of persons who are witnessing the things God is doing with mankind and commenting as it is unfolding. They praise God for his salvation of mankind and his power which he used to do it, resulting in his glory and honor. They say he has rightly and justly judged the harlot and avenged the blood of his people shed by her. Some of this blood includes those who would have believed if not for the strong lure of the harlot to cause them to fornicate or commit idolatry with her. Another voice urges God's people to praise him because he is omnipotent, meaning all-powerful, and he reigns. He just didn't start reigning with the fall of Babylon, but he has and always will reign. Yet one very powerful refrain I see and hear throughout the Bible that is the principal unifier of all of God's people, from Abel to those mentioned in today's text. And that refrain is the fear of God. I'm not going to expound on it here, but those who are called upon to praise God are those who fear him. The multitude of voices in heaven say, "Let us," meaning themselves and others, "be glad, for the wedding day of the Lamb of God has finally come." The bride of Christ, or the Lamb, is the church, the redeemed he has brought with the price of his own blood. They are described as being arrayed in pure and bright linen, which is the righteous acts performed by them. Here again, we can see that salvation isn't as much about what we say as it is about what we do. The study text concludes, "The blessings of being able to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb. Of all the invitations one could receive, none is higher, more glorious, or more honorable than the one to the marriage supper of the Lamb of God." John said his guide told him to be sure to write this down, because these words are from God, and they are true. What a finish. Just when the world thinks it has it all figured out, After it has built and placed all of its confidence in its ability to function without God, it shall all come crashing down in a matter of minutes that took centuries to build, and people will be left with nothing who trusted in it. There will be sorrow on earth, but rejoicing in heaven. Again, well, be sure to look over the study and come prepared to offer your comments, your questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at our website and then clicking on the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and study and discussion this Sunday. And remember to fear God and keep His commandments.